I have my entire production team in the studio with me. Guys, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I've got Beth, I've got Dave, I've got Max.
Hello.
Now, basically last week, Max joined us from New York. He's a brand new producer. And we were just having a chat about, you know, he was going out that night. And we were having a chat about some of the best late night eats that Sydney has to offer. And as it turns out, you know, being from New York, Max is all about that pizza, you know, that late night slice, the cheesy, you know, delicious, greasy mess that is pizza by the slice. And then we had Beth and Dave jump in and go, what are you talking about? It's all about the kebab, which rules supreme here.
Is it though?
I don't know, Dave. I mean, have you had a kebab here?
I don't think I've had a real
kebab
yet.
Wait, you can't.
Look, I just thought that rather than having this discussion off air, because it was so hilarious, I needed to bring it to you, right? To see whether the pizza or the donut kebab reigns supreme when it comes to late night eats. So I'm going to throw it over to Max. Max.
There are two reasons that makes New York City pizza the best in the world, not just in New York City. The water comes from the Catskill Mountains, so it affects the taste of the dough and the flavor. And also, people have just had a lot of time to perfect New York City pizza. Since 1905, it came over, and then Italian immigrants are who popularized it. New York City pizza is more of a style, so you don't just have to get it in New York. You can also get it in my hometown of New Haven, Connecticut. But people will argue that you kind of have to be within the tri-state, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York region for it to count as New York City pizza. And dollar pizza hasn't really been a thing for that long. It came about at the end of the 2008 financial crisis when it became more affordable.
Wait, this pizza is a dollar?
Yes.
It's a dollar.
Has this changed the game?
Yes.
It's an American dollar, though.
It is an American dollar, so probably
someone
$10.
Gotcha.
Okay, go on.
But yeah, so it hasn't been around that long, but because there are no lockout laws in New York City, may those things end soon.
Lucky you.
You can get it after going out to the club, and it's very accessible, and New Yorkers were always on the move. Or they're always on the move. I guess I'm a Sydney-sider now, which is great. And so it's very accessible for them. But that said, not every New Yorker will agree with me that it's, you know, the best thing ever. While I do think it's accessible, especially if you're vegetarian or can't eat meat, my manager, for example, Carolina, shout out, originally from Poland, she says that kebabs are far superior because they just have more flavor.
Well,
so,
look, when it comes to late night eats, I feel like I'm a bit of a granddad. Like my choice is just like McDonald's, right? It's just super easy. It's always there. I know what I want. But Dave, you have strong feelings about this.
Well, I mean, you can't go wrong with McDonald's. It's a standard. But I'm a bit of a kebab guy. I mean, donut kebabs especially. You've got everything in there. You got the meat. You got a bit of lettuce. You got a bit of cheese like on the pizza. You got that nice bread, you know, falafel wrap or whatever they use. And you know, then nothing really beats a good kebab late at night.
What I thought was really interesting, and Max, you pointed this out, is that both pizzas and kebabs here in Australia are immigrant foods, right? They were brought over to New York and to Sydney as part of the, I guess, the diversity and the multiculturalism of those communities,
right?
Which is really interesting. But why do you think that the kebab has reigned supreme here, Dave?
You know, kebab's just easy. It's on the go. You can hold it in one hand when you're moving from club to club, or if you're in Sydney, moving home.
You can do that pizza too, though.
I mean, pizza gets a bit greasy. There's a lot of cheese there. It can get a bit messy. And
the New York fold yet.
There's a technique.
I can't do that. Really? Yeah.
Is that when you like fold it in half?
Yeah.
And hold it with one hand.
And it's like you funnel it into your mouth. It's crazy.
Which is because the dough is so pliable.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Catskill Mountains.
I know, the Catskills. I just learned where the Catskills are the other day because I watched that episode of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel where they go, anyway, whatever. But hey, Beth.
Yes.
You are a vegetarian.
The resident veggie, yeah.
So you can kind of go either way here, but I'm guessing more towards pizza?
Look, I'm a vegetarian that should be a vegan because lactose doesn't hella agree with me, but I do love pizza still. But I think that, look, I turned veggie around like maybe a year and a bit ago, and I'm probably going to offend all my friends that went vegetarian with me, soz guys, but like, I still crave a doner kebab. Like, it's just,
why?
It's
nothing
ingrained
beats
in me. Look, I know, it's terrible. It's the flesh of a animal, and I shouldn't be eating it. I don't, but the urge is there, and that's got a lot to say.
Really?
That so weighs a lot.
Do you crave the doner kebab more than, say, I don't know, a meat lover's pizza late at night?
Yes. But ooh, because I think I have another point for the kebab.
Okay.
Is that, you know, you were saying that pizza and kebab are both portable and like easy, but they're in their own packaging, if you get it. Like, you know, and it's all individual tastes to different people. Like one friend could like really love barbecue sauce on it and the other one would despise it if it touched it at all. Whereas with pizza, you know, it's a little bit more of a sharing thing.
Kebab is... solve this problem. We just put kebabs on pizza. Everyone wins. Yes.
Well, actually, it's so funny. I've got a friend who, like, basically, whenever we're out late at night, he goes up to, like, the Indian takeaway place and basically drunkenly, like, yells at the person behind the stand to put on chicken tikka on a piece of naan bread and cover it with, like, cheese. Butter chicken sauce.
Ooh.
With then, like, cheese on top.
I really
and
should
then...
be getting excited about this stuff.
I know. Well, I know. You're a vegetarian. Right, and you're doing this on air as well.
Okay, but... no, I love animals. Okay?
Especially how they taste.
Some of them I like to eat.
But no!
Coming back to it, that's really interesting. Like, the kebab is more of like an individual custom experience, whereas pizza is so much about sharing and being with friends.
Kebab is very personal and intimate.
Maybe that just means that Sydney side is like, hate other people more so than New York.
Well, I feel like, I think if Sydney perfected the pizza like New York did, it would be bigger here.
100%.
I think I can agree with that, Max. What do you think? You had Sydney pizza yet?
Look, it's all good.
I haven't yet. I'm too afraid. Oh, I definitely need to try the kebab because maybe I could be won over.
Definitely. Well, I think that's what we're going to be doing after the show. Let's go and get a pizza and a kebab and let's continue this battle.
Swear.
Well, Beth, Dave, Max, thank you so much for joining me in studio.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you.